Hi, my name is Sarah, hailing from Germany, outside of Heidelberg at the moment. I'm a songwriter and a podcaster. Power Bites isn't a power trip. Think of it like a power bar to encourage you and me and challenge you and me to keep up our race together. Thanks for listening.
All right, so we're going to continue today. We're going to start a new series today on praise. And yeah, that's it. So let's pray and then we'll get started. Lord, I pray that you'll teach us today and help us to dive deeper into this concept of praising you. That it's not just words that we say, it's also action, and it's a life lived in tune to you. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So, we're going to start right out the gate with Job. And the story is we're in Job chapter 1. There's a dialogue between Job and Satan. And I just want you to notice a couple of things. He was the richest in his area. And then the Lord asked Satan where he's been. So they often talk, I guess. And so Satan answered the Lord, "I've been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on." Then the Lord asked Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job?" I want to notice, first of all, that the Lord brought up Job. And I think that sort of indicates that, not sort of, but that how much God is in control of our, you know, of what concerns us. "Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. Well, it talked about how Job would sacrifice for his kids just in case they did something. I mean, this guy was devoted. "He fears God and stays away from evil." Satan replied to the Lord. Obviously, he did not want to bring up Job. So Satan has this response. Yes, but Job has a good reason to fear God. I want to just point out that Satan's absolutely right. There was evidence all over Job's life, physical evidence that he was being blessed by God. Now listen to what he says. "You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does." So this last week I was, just yesterday, the day before even, not too far from when I have to realign myself and get my act together for a podcast. I go through like these deep valleys. Happens often. Anyway, I was really discouraged about how much I've been pouring into everything and there is no evidence. There is no evidence. With artwork, music, it's like going down the drain. And I was just comatose, paralyzed. Like, it doesn't make sense to keep going. There's no evidence this is going anywhere. And that is the thing that Satan's challenging the Lord on. Does he have any right to do it? No. But he's saying, look, Job has all this evidence, physical evidence, that you're on his side. Maybe, like you and I, or maybe you're in the same predicament as me. There is no physical evidence. Maybe you just hit a catastrophe in your family life. Maybe you've just gone through miscarriage. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe you've lost a job and there's no prospects. Maybe you're losing your home, business. There's no evidence. You feel like there is no evidence that God is on your side. Nothing you can see. So what happens in this book is that God goes about proving that there doesn't need to be evidence. For him to still be God. Now this is when we are geared toward fruit. We want to see the fruit of our labor. We want to see the fruit of our... I think this is viable. This is how we were made. We want to see that all the work... You know, it's not just he lost his animals. It's that he saw all of his work gone. Do you know what kind of work it takes to raise a child? I mean, seriously. I just had this conversation this morning with my kids. I said, look, here's the thing. They're whining about how they got to do they usually have an afternoon chore if they want to watch some TV. So I said, you want to know what my world's like? They didn't want to know what my world's like. But I said, yeah, I've got to mow both lawns this afternoon. And then when I finally sit down to finish my mystery that I started, but it kept cutting out, when I sit down to do that, I'm still going to be folding some laundry. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't deal with little mouth. Do you know how hard it is to raise selfish kids? Gone. Gone. I mean, it's not just your heart breaks. It's that everything you worked for is gone. There is no evidence of blessing. There's no evidence. Black screen. A black screen. Maybe for years. Maybe for days. Maybe it's really temporary for you right now. But still, the screen is black. What am I pouring into exactly? What am I believing in exactly? And the most important thing, and the most important question to ask yourself is, can you still praise God when the screen is black? So let's start here at verse 20. Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. I'm not taking any of it with me. The Lord gave what I had. First of all, he had the right perspective on what all this was in the first place. It was from God. And then he had the integrity to know that it could go back to God at any time. See, we take, like our selfish little kids. And then when God decides he's done blessing that way, let's just say we're not like Job. The Lord has taken it away. The Lord has taken it away. The Lord has taken it. Whatever put in that it, all that, what's in the it for you? What's in the it? it away. Praise the name of the Lord. The empty space between what you feel or the lack of evidence of God's blessing, that blank screen, and God's promises. So in that space between what I know about God, what I know about who he is, and the black screen, that's the only evidence I have, circumstances. I mean, by the way, he woke you up this morning, so his hand is still on your life. Today I was telling my kids, I'm like, you know, sometimes, I mean, is any other mother running dry on recipe ideas? I'm feeding these people 24/7 and I'm just like, do I look like Betty Crocker? I'm done making spaghetti. And I told the kids, I was like, you know what? The Lord comes up with something every single time. Every single time I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to feed these people. They're going to be hungry. Despite the fact that I just fed them. They're going to want to eat something. And he is, the Lord, there's evidence God's hand is still on my life. And yet, there's a part of my life that just has this black screen. So what I know about God from Scripture and his promises for me, between that future and what I'm going through right now, in between, smack in between that, is praise and the practice of it. It's bold. It's silly to the outside world. It's an act of faith. It's not based on feeling. But this kind of praise actually praises him. Now, it's, you know, okay, it's good. You got a new pair of shoes to say thank you, God, for the new pair of shoes. But when there is nothing there, and there hasn't been anything under that tree, that screen has been blank for a long time, and you praise him anyway. It's like your spouse, probably a relationship with your spouse. No, we don't get along all the time. Yes, this is a really difficult time we're going through right now. Our kids are getting on both of our nerves. And you might have just done something really stupid in my book. But you know what? Thank you. Thank you for still sitting next to me in the car. Thank you for still waking up next to me in the morning. Thank you because of you. Yeah, that's exactly what God desires. Not because he's Santa Claus and gives us everything we want. It's because we thank him because he is him. Because he is. Because he's on the throne. Because he has our futures in his hand. Because we are going to see his beautiful face. If nothing else. If nothing else. If this screen goes black for the rest of my life, I will see his face at the end. I got this verse today. Second Chronicles. It's in Second Chronicles, and I forgot to write down the reference, so you can search the book of Second Chronicles for this verse, or you could Google it. But go, act, be strong for the bat, for the, it's what I needed, be strong for the battle. Why should you suppose that God will cast you down before the enemy? That was where I was at. I was like, maybe you should just give up on me. As if this whole thing was in my hands to begin with. I can't keep this up, God. No, 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 you can't. No, you can't. You can't keep it up. Whatever it is you're trying to manage, whatever it is you're stressing out over, whatever it is you are overwhelmed by, whatever it is that's driving you crazy at the moment, whatever it is, no, 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 you cannot handle it. Neither can I. He was asking, is this in your hands to begin with? No. No. That's the kind of God you serve. The one who has this all figured out already. The one who is going to make it work on your behalf. The one who is not going to waste any hard moment, any tear, any persecution, any oppression. He's not going to waste a single moment of it. He has the power to cast down and to lift up. That's pretty much all of it. Why should you suppose this? Why should you suppose when you don't have the power to begin with? Why should you suppose this is the end of it? We're never going to get our business back. We're never going to get our life back. We're never going to be normal again. We're never going to get our marriage back. We're never going to get our house back. We're never. Why should you suppose you're going to be cast down? Why should you suppose this? When it is God who lifts up and God who puts down. And what he desires for your life is always, through Jesus Christ, what is good. All right, so what do I do? What do I do? What do I do when the screen is black? Here's one thing you can do. You can give someone else evidence. What do you mean? Help somebody else. Pour out. Give financially. Come alongside. Be the evidence in somebody else's life.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Peace out.
Join me for the next part of this series, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, usually, you know. I'll let you know. Find Underground Crowds on Twitter or undergroundcrowds.com.